Hey, we're back here on Downtown in the final half hour. We were able to reconnect with Johnny Shields, so we're going to spend a couple more minutes just finishing our discussion about Maine men's hockey. John, one of the things we're talking about is how the second line has really benefited from having a great first line. It's a second line. It could be a first line a lot of places with Donovan Hoole and Nolan Renwick and Ben Poisson. The thing that I mentioned to Coach Barr, and he seemed to agree with, is now people have to plan for us. It's not just Maine having to plan for the first line on the other side.
Yeah, that's so beneficial, because now you're going to go toe-to-toe with some of these top lines across college hockey. So, yeah, that just helps everybody else out. You know, like I was mentioning the last time we talked, that just takes, you know, pressure off the second line and the third line and the fourth line and the defensive pairings as well, with some of these players in their second year. Brandon Holt looked amazing in the first two games in the exhibition. Luke Antonacci was solid all last year. He's here for his sophomore season. And David Brazil, how impressive is David Brazil?
Oh,
man. The work he's put in the offseason. I mean, it's obvious that he is prepping himself to be a professional hockey player, and that he's going to be fun to watch when he goes pro. But right now he's in Orono, and luckily we have him as a black bear.
Yeah, and the great thing is you can put anybody out there with him and know that you've got a solid guy who's going to make the right decision. I mean, the new guys have looked okay. It's great to have Grayson Arnott, you know, playing. And as you said, Holt was spectacular all weekend. Lesikowski's a big guy. Hopefully he's gonna grow into the job. Victor, by his own admission, I talked to Victor, didn't have the best series, he didn't think, against RPI, but we still won. And I think that's the sign of a really good team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when they average five goals a night, you know, they scored 6 and 4. So if you're going to average 5 goals a game, which I think we all know that number will most likely go down as the season goes on. But any night that you score on average 5 goals should be a game you win, no matter who's between the pipes, honestly. And it's interesting. Victor wasn't happy with his performance, yet he was still Hockey's Goalie of the Week. Which is nice to see that he was able to get that award even in a tough weekend. So I think he'll settle in.
Yeah.
You know, we all have saw him last year. We know the type of player he is as well, on and off the ice. He's taking this very seriously. He's using his ice time wisely on practice days and his individual time. So I don't expect we'll have many more weekends where he's not satisfied with his own personal performance.
Yeah, Coach felt that he'd settle in. And I know Victor because I also had Victor in class. And when Victor puts his mind, Victor was an excellent student, and people should know this, an excellent student. And he was always, how do I do this better? How can I be better at what I'm doing? And, you know, kids that do that in the classroom do that on ice.
For sure. And, you know, we get to see a little bit of it as the media members when we go to the interview some of the players on media day, and you know who's coming off late because you're waiting around to talk to them, and who's staying on and getting those extra minutes and doing individual work with position coaches. You know, Victor spent a lot of time with Alfie too, and it shows.
Well, Johnny, thanks for coming back with us, and Rich will be talking to you next week. As you'll be down in Quinnipiac, I assume. Is that where you're going next?
Yeah. That's where I will be. Yep, Hamden, Connecticut, and the Black Bears, a big test.
Yeah,
main team, as they'll take on the defending national champions, and so we'll know a lot more at the end of the day next Saturday night.
All right, thanks a million, John. When you talk to your dad, say hi for me, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Talk to you.
All righty, that.